Dish, the Gayborhood. Dish. The Gayborhood Dish.
Welcome to this episode of the Gayborhood Dish. Here are your fabulous hosts, Larry B. and J-Lo.
Hey everybody out there in the Gayborhood, this is J-Lo with my co-host,
Larry B.
And we are recording episode 1 and 2 back to back, so not a lot has happened in the 4 minutes since we last recorded.
That is true, not a lot, other than dinner's being cooked and I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, so. I was going to go to the bathroom, but I forgot, but I'm sure everything will come out okay.
I'm sure. I did that before we got on, and everything came out just fine. So.
Oh, there you go.
I did find out the other day that don't eat taco or Jack in the Box's tiny tacos and drink root beer because that is not a good combination and makes for a fun time in the bathroom for a little while. So.
Oh, my. Well, I haven't had Jack in the Box in many, many a month since before September.
Really good.
I did have those.
Those are good.
We had some in August.
I kind of want to try the loaded ones and see if they're any good because then they'll be like nachos.
Interesting.
They're so bad for you, though.
But what at Jack in the Box is, well, let's just say at any fucking restaurant.
I had the chicken pita. It's okay. So.
Because it has some chicken in it?
No, I mean, but it's got chicken and vegetables and it's grilled chicken and the pita is a good healthy bread. So.
It is. But let's just start with, actually, it's not a healthy bread. It's processed white flour. So that is not healthy bread. There is no such thing as a healthy bread. The vegetables are 1/4 of a serving of the worst lettuce that you can put in your face.
Yeah, but there was tomatoes, so. And onions, so.
Uh-huh. So. Not helping your case. And then there's, of course, the 1.5 ounces of chicken that are dangling around the bottom.
Sure. Well, actually, these were on top, so.
Whatever.
But it is suspect chicken. I'll give you that.
It's all suspect. Even Jesus' drive-thru is suspect, okay?
Jack in a Box, Jesus.
No, I'm talking about Chick-fil-A.
Hey.
Jesus' chicken. Oh. I don't dislike Chick-fil-A. I do, however, have an issue with $5 for one little chicken nugget.
It's not 5 for 1. You get 8.
That's bullshit. You know it is not no $5 for 8 chicken nuggets. It's probably $12 for 8 chicken nuggets.
I do like their chicken burritos for breakfast. So.
I haven't eaten there in so long. Since we lived here, I haven't eaten there since we lived here.
It's been a while since I've been by. So I'm trying to cut out fast food breakfast again. So
that will help a lot.
I know. I go through phases, and then I'll do like oatmeal, and then I'll do like yogurt and cottage cheese and fruit, and then those get old. So then I go back to fast food breakfasts, donuts, taquitos.
I guess our first thing we should say is the big giant thing in the room is what, you know, something has happened with Sherry Pie.
Yes. So there's been a lot of news. So I don't know if you followed up on any of that to see
what happens. I read one article and I'm like, well, okay, I guess if she were to win, then that would be an issue with her being the drag rep for the U.S. just in general.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure there's 150,000 cases of that going on right now.
It is, and she admitted to it. So she did take ownership and admitted to it. Would she have done it had she not been on the show and been called out for it? I don't know. And evidently, I heard.
When did it happen, though? Was it like last month or 20 years ago?
It's not been 20 years ago because she's not that old. I mean, so she was in college. So within the last 5 or 6 years, probably.
So it could be a case of one of those, oh, that person's famous. I'm going to get in on this.
So evidently, these allegations have been going around for several months that this was coming up, right?
Well, probably when they found out she was on Drag Race.
But that's what I wondered, too. And could be. I mean, of course, I mean, if you see a name and it's like, oh, I know that person and she did this. So the bigger issue was that she was pretending to be a female casting agent.
Representing some show.
Yeah.
And then asking people to record themselves doing scenes that were suspect.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, so, I don't know. I mean, if you're going to record a scene of you doing something fishy and send it in, I don't know.
I mean,
there's two sides of this story. Why are you going to do something like that?
Exactly. I mean, if a casting agent wants you to jerk off in a bathroom, for a part. I mean, that's a little sketchy right there, right? Unless you're auditioning for porn or something. So.
Well, I think you said I didn't know what they were going to be using it for. What? You know, you're going to send them a picture of you doing something sketchy? I don't know what they sent, honestly. But
videos,
I'm not gonna,
photos.
I'm not even going to send a picture of myself without all my clothes on unless I know what they're using it for. And even then, I'm not.
Send it to my husband. What do you mean?
So, I mean, let's have some personal responsibility and, you know.
So, and along with that, I mean, this is, I won't say alleged because she admitted to it, right? So, right. But bravo for, I guess, World of Wonder and RuPaul's Drag Race for doing what they've done in this case. And a lot of people are assuming this is a spoiler, too, since they said, you know, she's not going to perform in the grand finale. But that doesn't
but
necessarily mean she made
perform.
The top four. Exactly. Because
right.
they all
always
come back
have...
and do something. So
right. So that's what so, I was told me. I said, well, that doesn't mean she's going to make it that far.
No. And then also in the same vein was there's another allegation from a few years ago made towards Brita Filter.
Yeah, I saw that too. But Brita says, no, it did not happen.
Yeah. So she's denying it. And you know, so I'm not going to say anything about her, but evidently
well,
there's
not any...
Well,
I'm sure if you got famous for something, people would come out and be like, oh, he
oh, God, yeah.
did this, and he did that, and he said this, and he
well,
sent
why
me
do you
a
think
text
I'm not
one
running
day.
For office? I mean, because I've got too many guys that I've, like, fondled their ear or grabbed their butt. Just because, I mean, they're straight, and it's been in good fun. But, I mean, they're going to come forward and say, hey, he did this to me. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So why would I run for office? I mean...
Why would you want to, so, anyways?
I don't, so not at all.
You got to give favors and not even to people you like.
Well, it depends on what kind of favors.
Well, but what if they're awful, like, you
but
know.
That's true. They would be yeah. awful, like Bill Gates or something. So. The only thing that's attractive about him is his billions and billions of dollars. So that's
well,
what I'm talking
well,
about. I mean,
would
he's not
you
really
rather be him or
person,
other
so.
Heavy-duty political people?
Like Bernie Sanders?
No, like the current one.
Well, I wouldn't want to do him either.
Well, I'd rather do Bill Gates than him.
The money.
Ew,
the money
please.
Makes, the money makes it more attractive for Bill Gates, but
you know, I met Bill Gates, right?
No.
When
Did
I worked
you?
There, yeah.
I remember you worked there, but I didn't know you met him. So
yeah, he came by.
Did you make a pass at him?
No.
Was it well received?
Get out of here. Okay, so that's
right.
it for Sherry Pie. So
yeah, so we out. Won't cover any more of that drama because there's plenty of it out there to hear. If you right. go to Jake Yancey TV, who has a YouTube channel, he's great. He's covered this in depth. I really like listening to some of his stuff. He's actually really entertaining. So,
so here we are on season 12, episode
yes.
2. You don't know me.
You don't know me. So,
or you don't know me.
Something like that. So, all right. So we'll kind of do what we did last time, I think, where
yeah.
I've got a few comments from the Meet the Queens. And we'll
right.
share that if it makes sense to you, right? So.
Well, after the non-elimination,
yes,
everyone wants to know what's up, and then they get asked to leave a message.
And I really wasn't a fan of their message.
No, it was stupid.
We done but, already yeah. done had ours is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. I would have made something a lot more shady. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yes, it's intriguing enough, I guess, to say, who, what the fuck is that about? But... I would have went shady. I'm sorry. You know,
they
production
probably didn't
gave them
have
that.
A choice. Yeah.
Yeah, production gave them that. So.
So, Meet the Queens Part 2. We first. Yeah, we get to start with Rakum Sakura.
Rakum Sakura. Ow.
Rakum
like
Sakura.
Her, so.
She is crazy bitch for real. She reminds me of Trixie.
Yes.
And I am 100% Facebook stalking him.
He was
oh,
a cute little guy, wasn't he?
He's got pictures on Facebook where he is in the gym and his legs are spread left.
Like
one's on the
butt,
left,
so.
One's on the right, and there's this business in the middle and some short shorts. There's several pictures of his booty out there.
I've heard he likes to show off his butt.
It's not bad. I'm just saying. I'll be telling Manny, but I'm totally Facebook stalking him.
So what? The first thing I said when we saw the runway with Evie was kimchi and Trixie makeup, so with vivacious spikes because he had big spikes on him. He does say he's a San Fran queen. He's into anime, manga, J-pop, K-pop queen. He's campy. He's got personality, energy. I find the makeup a little distracting, but I did on Kimchi and Trixie, and I love both of them, so I'm okay with the makeup. I love that he says, am I really Japanese? I mean, but who knows? He is a little bit crazy, jumping all over the tables and standing on them. And then she realizes there's stuff there and sees the message. So.
Yep. Then next is Dahlia Sin. And I totally get the Dahlia vibe from mm-hmm. Suburbatory. If anybody's ever watched Suburbatory, or is it Suburgatory? I think it's Suburbatory. Anyways, it's back in the day.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, but I liked his personality.
Interesting. So, this in the runway looks with Evie, I have this issue with some of these girls because they walk with their mouth open. Because they think it looks sexy, and it's
That's
not.
That's how Dahlia did on that show.
Okay. Well, it's not sexy, and they need to learn to keep their mouth closed when they're walking. So, in the video, we found out she's from California. But we also find out, especially in this one, that Aja is her drag mom. And I really like Aja, and Aja is in New York City. I'm not shocked that she's from California, though. I'm not sure I'm digging her, but I'm not surprised she's Aja's drag daughter. So she, but Aja did take a little bit to grow on me. You know, I started liking her more her season, and then in her All-Star season, I really liked her. And then she's also a Rihanna girl, which I would not have guessed. But I hope she doesn't try to do Rihanna for Snatch Game, because that would not be good at all. Mm-hmm. I did kind of like the attitude of keeping the look fresh, and then she owns her pettiness, which I enjoy. She does own her craziness as well. And you could definitely see the Aja influence in her runway and in her makeup, for sure. So... My opinion changed about her through that video, and I started liking her. Then this episode, I'm not sure if I liked her so much or not. So, that was a lot. I know. So.
Well, I was gonna say that show was called Suburgatory, but it was like a play on words. It was the suburbs. They moved from the city out of the suburbs. It had Jane Levy, Jeremy Sisto, Cheryl Hines, Anna Gasteyer. It was fantastic.
Wow. All right.
It was a great comedy. It was back in the 2011, 2014. So right. Before some of our listeners were
probably
able to watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay. So then we get to Sherry Pie. Right out of a comic book, I liked his look.
Yes. And in
Dick Tracy comic books.
Yes. Campy Queen. I love the Cherry Pie dress. I thought it was great. Her runway, I thought I got a lot of Nina West in her little runway intro that we saw with an edge. She's from NYC, which is not a shock. I would not have guessed that she's 27 years old. She is classic camp, little glamour, referential gay culture. I think I'm kind of liking her. Obviously, we know I'm not a big fan of her now. It's not that I'm not a fan of her. I don't approve of what she did by anything. So she's right. Old school, but she's also the future of drag, or that's how she feels about herself. So
for Jan, I said, well, I don't know, like tomboy, girl, boy. It kind of went from a boy being a girl, being a boy, something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I like his personality. He's just Jan, though. He's just Jan.
Just Jan.
And I think he's one of the cute ones.
Out of drag, he is really cute. I agree. And I don't like him younger, but I think he is very cute. So a couple of things about Jan. Her drag name is Jan Sport, like the backpacks. But she can't use that because it is trademark. Yeah. Kind of like Brita Filter. Brita is not using her last name of Filter because it's trademark. So that's why she's just going by Jan or just Jan. As she points out a couple times. She was also another open mouth walker, so I wasn't a fan of her on the runway. She's an NYC girl, but grew up in New Jersey. She's the girl next door plus so much more. She's a live singer. She loves to perform, loves to turn fashion. I really didn't like her runway in that little runway video. Alexis Michelle, a former contestant, is her drag mom, I believe. But I wasn't an Alexis Michelle fan. I thought she was pretty, talented, nice, and humble. So we'll see. She says she's got the whole package. So, you know, as I said last episode, that's always a bad sign. Yeah. So in this, I like the sparkly cheerleader outfit. I kind of liked her energy and her vibe here, so.
Okay, then we get to Jada Essence Hall. I liked her outfit. It was very elegant.
It was very elegant.
I like her hair, and she makes her own stuff, which is always a plus.
Yeah, so at least she can put something together, right? So,
right.
In the Evie runway, she was wearing plaid, which must be a new fad, because lots of girls were wearing plaid in those little runways. Her makeup looked very dark, and the clothes were a little too dark for it all. She's from Milwaukee. In the little Meet the Queens video, other than the runway, it's not her makeup's not as dark in the video. Said she's a pageant queen, and she'll catch whatever you throw at her. She said she's funny, cute, nice, and has a personality. So we'll see. In this, I thought the blue dress was very pretty with her skin tone. And all the girls tell her how beautiful she is. And she doesn't consider herself a drag queen, but an impersonator.
Yes. Then we get to Aiden Zane. Zane,
yes.
All I say was, yikes. Reminds me of a less spooky Frankenstein, but still kind of spooky. We'll see how this plays out.
Yes. So, in the Evie runway, she was the first girl out. And again, she needs to learn to close her mouth when she's walking because it's not sexy. In that video, I wasn't a fan of the red and white contact lenses. It did match her outfit in that because it was kind of like a color blocked red and white. She's from Georgia. I totally get the cartoon vibe that she's putting out. I didn't notice that in the runway, she was wearing like serpent or reptile contacts. She might be a little quiet and will fade into the background, or that's what she thinks. And she's not sure if the first to bring horror. She was not sure if she's the first to bring horror and beauty and cartoon. That's what her goal is. And I think we might have seen this before. Maybe not. I mean, Sharon wasn't really cartoonish, but in the episode, I really don't like the makeup. I don't like the weird things she does with her eyes. Again, I thought maybe she was on the wrong show. Maybe she was looking for Dragula because she seems like she'd be more of a fit there. Which we've not really talked about Dragula, and I don't know that we would. I've only watched season one, and the finale and was almost too much for me. And season
I couldn't even finish season one. I was like, just
the finale was disgusting. So
the thing was that my problem with it was that
half the production of the quality.
Well, besides that, half the show was the actual show. The other half was the endless critiques. My God, never stopped with the critiques.
It got a little better in season two, but the elimination things were complete torture. I mean, literal torture. Like 20 needles shoved through your skin, or you got to go get a tattoo. I mean, it's like, I'm out. But with Aiden, she said she's a little psychotic. So, and said, for me, I think somebody's wigs are going to get slashed because she does come across as that. She says she's an actress, but she's never had any acting training. And she doesn't perform very much because she's an hour from Atlanta, which would be the closest place for her to perform. And she doesn't go do it very often.
It was kind of like, I do 15 things, but I don't actually do any of those things. I just kind of say that I do those things. It was like,
exactly.
What?
Yes, very much.
But
so
later on, somebody else gets in trouble for the same thing. Yeah. Michelle starts asking them, she's like, well, what have you done? Nothing. Well, what about this? Well, no. Okay, so you've told us a lot of stuff that isn't true. Now let's move on.
Yes.
Let's see. Then Rue looked evil in his message.
Yeah. So kinda the little Rue male thing was a little different. So.
A little creepy. And they are doing the exact same thing as before, spring and fall fashion show.
Yeah. Which and is good. They had to put some little razzle-dazzle in their posse or something.
There's only six of them. You skipped ahead.
No, I didn't. Because that was part of the Rue male.
Oh, was that in there too?
Yeah, because then he comes in and he's got that stupid wrap under his hat again.
Be nice with Rue and his wrap hat.
I mean, it's...
I didn't like his hat.
I didn't like his
hat
at all.
Hat, but I didn't like those hats.
That one was not good. So again, spring and fall. So So this time we have the not Andre Leon Talley, who was on America's Next Top Model, as the runway walk. And that's Akira Davenport. So.
Okay.
And there's not Karl Lagerfeld. I'm not sure who's playing that one. And then I'm pretty sure the little Asian one there was Kimchi.
And
the kimono.
I like Miss Kimchi. So let's get started. In the spring, we're going to start with Rock.
Yes.
I just call him Rock because, you know, it makes me think of something.
Or Rock'em. Rock'em.
I like the hair and the dress is nice and springy.
I liked it. I liked the Japanese kimono inspired thing. Mm-hmm. I liked the big wing sleeves. I liked it. And she drew the design herself.
It was lovely. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, I loved it. So.
Let's see. For Dahlia, I say I love the color of her dress and her hair.
I did too. I liked the neon green. I liked the puffy shoulder part. And I liked the on the ruffle too. I thought it was really neat. I liked it.
Let's see. Sherry, I thought she looked really nice in that blue color.
Yes.
And I love tassels.
Yes. I agree. That's about all I have there. For Jan, I kind of liked the corset. It was different. And I liked the colorful skirt that she had on. So.
I like the outfit's okay, but I didn't like her hair.
I didn't notice it. So.
And then once again, I say he's cute as a guy. I like Jada. I like the outfit. But there's something about her that's peculiar. I haven't been able to place it yet. I'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah, I mean, the dress was cute. I wasn't digging where the cutouts were going across her breasts or anything like that. I mean, it just... But she reminds me of Lady Chablis.
Okay.
From Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. A little bit.
And
a
Savannah.
Little bit. And Savannah. A little bit. Right? Not completely, but a little bit. By the way, there's this lady at Sam's Club that we go to. She is Lady Chablis.
So then we get to Aiden. I actually liked this look of his.
The yellow? Yes.
I love the yellow with the black drops and the gloves with the little flower on top. I thought it was cute.
I love the daisy hat. I thought the little raindrops on her suit were good. I loved it. I thought it was great. She surprised me. So.
Okay, then we get to the fall. And we start off with Brock.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And it reminds me of that little French girl or the little English school girl. I don't know which one, but they're always walking in a line somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know. His little head, like a little hat on or something. If anybody knows, it's like a children's tale, you know, like Madeline. Maybe it's Madeline. That's what it is.
Maybe.
You know, and she's a little schoolgirl and they're always doing, like, going to the museum or some shit. Anyways, and I like the fish.
I like the fish. I thought that was kind of cool. So I do like the color of it, and I like the fish. So, but I'm liking Rock. So
me too.
A lot, so,
well, I think we all know I'm stalking him. Okay. Mm-hmm. So on Dahlia, I do not like it. Maybe it's just too high fashion for me. I don't know, and I don't like hoodies.
It was different. The fuzzy stuff again, and the damn mouth. That's gonna drive me crazy. I can't do it. I can't. Sorry. It's not sexy.
For Sherry, I like the dress. However, I did not like that weird head cover. And I did not like her hat.
My comment here was, is she in mourning? lots of black. So.
I guess it's the fall. So, you know.
Black
the
is fall?
Years. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Jan, Manny said she's very fishy. Very fishy. I like the standing up ruffles on
yes.
that outfit.
Yes.
And it looked like it was alligator, I guess.
That's what I put too. I like the standing ruffles, but I wasn't sure if I liked the whole outfit in the green alligator, especially the weird green color alligator. I'm not sure if I liked that at all.
I did like her face and her hair though. I thought that was nice.
Then Jada comes out with a pantsuit that was kind of nice. The color, I liked the color, which I don't remember what the color was, and the fuzzy sleeves, but I liked it on her. I thought she looked good with it. So.
I didn't really care for it. I don't really care for pantsuits in general, but I feel like I've seen this.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know where. You know how my mind works. I knew. I'll like think of it tomorrow. I'll be like, oh, yeah. Aiden, once again, very interesting.
It was odd. It was an odd
choice. I have seen that. That is a wallpaper or couch material from those huge couches back in the late 70s, early 80s with the wooden handrail.
Yeah,
the wooden
I know
handles.
What you're talking about.
But the socks over the shoes were interesting.
I didn't notice the socks over the shoes.
Yeah, but Aiden's very interesting. There's something about him. He's got some kind of a fashion-y something. I don't know.
It's an odd fashion. I mean, I wasn't sure that was fall colored. It was fall colored, but it wasn't a fall outfit.
It was definitely brown.
And all it needed was some harvest gold. Or
I was going to say, all it needed was an avocado refrigerator, freezer, and washer and dryer, and dishwasher with harvest gold countertops.
Yep.
Or better yet, white with glitter in them.
Yes.
So Rock's a cutie. Let me just get that out of the way again.
Yep, we get the dragging. So we find out that Aiden works as a prep cook at IHOP.
Yes. And somebody is talking about how they're afraid he might go. They just think he's going to go do some trapping or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And was that at this
country,
point?
That was Sherry, I think, that was making those comments.
Okay. Yeah, it might be a little later on, but so he's like, he's going to go hunting or
wait
trapping.
Wait till she meets Heidi.
Yeah.
So,
but I can see Aiden doing some trapping.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Like serial killer trapping. So.
Yeah. So, okay. So the Maxi challenges another musical number called You Don't Know Me.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as before.
Gotta write a verse.
Yeah.
Create choreography. So.
And we get a good shot of Rock's package at this point. This is when I think my stalk gene kicked in big time.
Well, and who was it that wasn't wearing underwear? That was Aja's granddaughter.
I think it was Dahlia.
Dahlia, she was changing clothes and had none underneath. I mean, so.
Yeah, I wasn't interested.
But she admits to being
Rock.
A whore, so.
So, where are we?
So, the challenge, they want to do a Fosse-inspired.
Yeah.
And in one confessional, they're talking to Aiden, who loves Fosse, but doesn't know who the hell he is. So, how can you love Fosse?
She's an actor. She's an actor from Chicago or something. Somebody says that, and I'm like,
that was her, yeah.
It's
funny that nobody really knew who Fosse was, but Sherry kind of knew.
Rock knows who he is.
Because
he knew his shit. Like, he knows a lot of stuff.
Sherry turned down doing choreography, and Rock said he'd do it as long as Sherry did help with the editing on the back end. So, right?
And a lot of talk about Fosse. Oh, my God. It was just endless. Yeah.
Yes. So, and in choreo practice, Jada is this season's excuse queen.
I wish she'd have just shut up and move on and just go. If she'd spent more time learning it and less time yip-yapping about it, we'd have been done.
I mean, in his one comment that he feels like her opinions aren't valued really would have pissed me off.
Poor Aiden was just lost.
Aiden was lost.
And there was just a smidge of drama with all the walking and the blocking and the blocking and the walking. I was like, oh my God, are they going to say walking and blocking? How many times are they going
to say walking? It's not that fucking hard to walk and block. Although, I've never done it, so.
Yeah, so we don't know if we could, but we might have been able to.
I have no rhythm, but I bet I could figure it out. So.
But I tell you, if we did drag for 5 years, we might have a clue.
We might.
If I was going on Drag Race, you know what I would learn to do?
I would learn to do it.
Fucking sew and walk and block, bitch.
And maybe dance a little bit.
Maybe. I mean, I can't sing, but, you know, not much you can do about that.
I can make myself figure something out there. So I'll rap or something.
Just don't say you can rap, so that way you don't build
exactly.
up any...
Exactly. No. So I wouldn't say I'm a rapper. It's like, okay, I'm not going to sing. I'm going to rap. So, yeah. So I can talk. I can do spoken word. So.
Yeah, spoken word. So then we get straight to Elimination Day in the workroom. They all seem to be in a good mood.
They do. And we get the little background stories on some people here. So.
Right. Well, and Jada says she's nervous. Aiden said he practiced in between the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in between them, during commercials. I'm like, dude, you should have been practicing.
Oh, because you're watching TV and you practice during commercials. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should have been practicing the whole time.
And then Rockham admits to having some triggers with, you know, being in authority position because he doesn't want to let people down. And he has that because of his mom. Who blamed blamed them for her addiction, her meth addiction.
Yeah, which is really rotten, and I feel bad for the little fella.
What a great mom. So. That was kind of fucked up. So, yes. And then Jan is having flashbacks to her first drag performance, which was a Chicago-inspired performance. So,
yeah.
And she is just so enthusiastic.
Oh, my goodness. She's like, oh, my God, it's Kismet or something.
I love her. This was another one that my opinion turned completely around on. I love her. So.
And this is where I talk more about how I like the way they split these groups into two people. I've really gotten to know them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this is another part where I want to get the X-rated version of this because I really want to see Rock's package.
I'm sure it's out there. All you got to do is look.
Nah,
sure.
We looked.
It's not going to be on Facebook.
I wasn't on Facebook.
I was going to say, you have to go to some other place.
Start on Facebook, please. I'll have to wait until the illicit tapes are leaked or something.
I'm sure there'll be something. So. Yeah. And it shows his butt. So
here's hoping.
I'm sure he shows the rest of it, too.
So. Well, he is in an underwear, wet underwear contest, but you can't see anything.
Oh, okay. You really have went all in on this one, haven't you?
That's just on Facebook. That's just on Facebook. I was shocked.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting that.
But I have to check the RuPaul Reddit forums and see. There's probably photos out there. So.
Maybe. So then we get to RuPaul. That's a lot of hair, y'all.
It was a lot of hair, but I really liked the dress.
I do. I like the color of the dress. I didn't know about all the featheriness, but I like the color.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. So.
Okay, then we get to the judges. They're Michelle and Ross. Tandy Newton, who, if you don't know who that is, it is the girl who is the prostitute mom from Westworld.
She's also in ER, and she'd won an Academy Award for some other roles. So.
I don't care about all that.
And yeah, Tandy Newton is amazing. I love her.
This Sunday, HBO, March 15th, Season 3, Westworld.
Yes.
Watch it. If you don't, you can need to suck a chihuahua's cock. I'm just saying.
Yes, Westworld is the bomb. I wasn't a big fan of Season 2, so hopefully Season 3 is better. So.
It was kind of boring. It was oh, God, really? Season 3, I think I saw a preview for it
it looks pretty good.
8 months ago.
Yeah.
It looked really cool. So, and me and Manny watched Westworld, the original and future world.
And I haven't
watched a couple of weeks ago, and I really need to watch Westworld Season 1 and Westworld Season 2, so I can now watch Westworld Season 3. I doubt there'll be a Season 4. I just don't think they're going to have
maybe. I won't say I heard this is the last one, but maybe not. So.
I feel like they're not going to have another one.
So. It takes too long to produce it. Jesus.
It's 2 years.
I know.
It's every other fucking year. I'll probably be dead by 2022.
Well, we did put up with 8 seasons of Game of Thrones doing that, so.
Was it every other year? Really? Well,
I
didn't.
So.
We didn't start watching Game of Thrones until
probably
middle of the whole entire.
Well, Stranger Things Season 4 is coming too pretty soon. So.
Yeah.
April or May, I think. So.
Ooh, talking about long gothic-y, not gothic-y, but whatever. We watched the Downton Abbey movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the series. So.
It's good.
I've heard that. I haven't just taken the time to get into it yet, so I should. So.
I didn't start watching it until 2015. So we were able to watch, all the seasons, then one season live, and then the next season live. So, I mean, we pretty much got to get it all.
Okay.
It's good. It was good.
I've heard it was good. I just haven't gotten into it yet. And we also have for Judge Robin.
Oh, Robin, yes.
Yes. We forgot to. We got sidetracked on Tandy Newton there.
And I was like, I don't know who that is, man. And he says, oh, he sings that song.
She sings a lot of songs.
Well, she sings the one.
Myself, so.
Yeah, but that's the one that my drag queen girls made, Falling on Needles.
Oh,
Silicone. It's called Silicone.
Okay, I haven't heard that one. So.
Yeah, it goes like, I'm in that back room falling on needles.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. I haven't heard that version of it. So.
It's the best.
Okay.
I don't even know the real song. I just know the
I
one
do
with
know
Detox.
The real
it's
song
Detox.
And I love it,
it's
so.
Detox.
Because actually, that song they did on All Stars 1 was a great drag race lip sync with Jujubee and Raven.
Mm.
It was amazing. Still one of my favorites of all time. So I do like her. I didn't know how long she'd been around. She's got several songs out, and I didn't know that much about her. So, but okay.
Runway shows.
Performance. Yes.
Okay. So Aiden, I like her look and I thought it was very nice.
I did
her
too.
Her verse was very nice.
Yep, I liked her chorus and I liked her outfits.
Dahlia, I thought was okay, but I don't like her verse.
No, because all she did was brag about taking guys. I mean, Jada, I wasn't sure about her. She likes to tout her talents.
I thought her verse was okay. I liked it.
Okay. Jan, I loved the way she started with the Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Yeah.
And I know it was a lip sync, but it doesn't like she sings pretty well. So maybe she really does sing well.
She's very acrobatic. And I think Aiden, he lip synced really well.
He did. They all did, actually. I thought they all did.
Let's see, Rock. Of course, I like Rock. I mean, let's get that out of the way. Can't
I
do
thought it
wrong.
Was fun. The whole thing was fun. So.
Yeah, I liked it a whole bunch. And then Sherry's, I liked her verse as well. Definitely a comedy queen.
Definitely. So then we get to the runway, which was theme of Tool.
Tool. And I spell it with an O instead of a U, like a dumbass.
I don't know exactly how it's spelled. I think
it is
T-U-L-E.
T-U.
So.
It is.
Okay.
I put Tool with the O's, lots of O's.
So Aiden comes out in lime green. It's a sheer lime green with a leotard underneath it, too.
I liked it. It looked so soft and feminine.
It was
very unlike what we've seen from him. I really liked it.
It was definitely not what I expected from him.
He
looks
good.
Sure, so.
A little fishy.
Yes.
For Dahlia, red and engorged.
Yes.
I think they said. I liked it a lot. I thought she looked great.
I do too. I like the hair. It was definitely rocker chick. I like the red boots, and I like the whole thing. I liked it. So Jada came out in yellow tulle, which was like a pale yellow, and they said it looked like a cupcake kind of thing.
I thought she looked like a big poofy piece of cotton candy with hair.
Okay, I get that. So, next was yours.
It was Jan. I said she is a fashion electricianista.
I like it.
That's a long word that I pronounced, and I got it the first time. It took forever to spell it. I like the safety vest because I love safety orange, just like Judy Tenuto, if you didn't get that reference.
Oh, yeah. I didn't, actually. So.
Remember that?
So I did like
Girls
this,
in the night.
Though. So, oh, yeah.
Women of the Night.
I did like this outfit. I did like the safety orange. I like the green vest. I thought the whole thing was kind of cool. So, and she played it up. I mean, she didn't do girly. She went all in on it. So
she did well.
With tools and everything. So
she did well. Then we get Rock. Lot of tool.
Lots.
Lot of tool.
I liked it.
She did look like a loofah, as they say.
Huge loofah.
800 to 900 yards of fucking. That's a lot of fucking.
That's a lot of
material.
Tool.
I don't know how much a yard of tulle costs, but I'm assuming
even if it's like $8 a tulle. I mean, if it's $8 a yard. I mean, that's still
no $8 a yard. You couldn't afford.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a shit ton. So.
No, I'm thinking maybe like 50 cents.
I bet it's more than that.
But if you bought the whole bolt, I think you could get it cheaper. But
maybe.
1,000 yards would be $500 just in materials. If it was $8 a yard,
I know
that would be $8,000.
Yeah, that's a shit ton. So
I don't think it's $8 a yard.
Maybe not. I thought it was great.
Sherry comes out with a raincoat. Made me a little bit nervous because you know. Kind of creeped me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I like the thunderstorm cloud dress.
I did too. I like the thunderstorm cloud thing. The first thing, though, I thought of is, another raindrop cloud thing, because we saw it in the runways earlier. So it was kind of cute. So.
Then we get to the judges' critiques. This goes by so fast.
It does, because there are only six of them. So.
Yeah. You do. You go.
Okay. So Aiden, they liked the sunflower look because they liked the little thing on her head. The fall they thought was very Thanksgiving-y instead of fall. Rue does call him out on his meaty tuck, which I didn't realize. I didn't notice that. Michelle did love lip sync.
Yeah, I didn't look meaty to me, but okay.
So, Dahlia, Michelle liked the green with the red hair look, which normally she doesn't like green on anybody. Ross liked the Sasquatch look, which was the second one. And everybody loved the red on the runway. Again,
oh, and she needs to paint louder.
Paint louder, yes. I still think she needs to close her mouth when she's walking. She didn't win any title. Her lyrics said that she won titles and some other stuff. And they asked her what titles she won. And she said, you know, riding on the train and being a whore. So
perfect. So, personal title she gave herself.
Yeah. So the lyrics were a little weak. So Jada, they liked her lyrics. They loved the fall look. They gave her lots of praise. For Jan, they said the Tool look was smart. Likes the critiques, or she likes to get the critiques and apply them. She's a big super fan. She's watched every episode, and she listens to everything they say to make her performances better. Even before she was on the show, so she likes to hear what they have to say. Rock'em, the lyrics went from 20s to scat and fart humor, which Michelle didn't seem to appreciate very much. Ross said the Tool outfit reminds him of any guy that goes on a date with Michelle Visage because they're getting swallowed.
and that anybody who can do all that kind of stuff definitely has something important to say.
Yeah.
So he's going to listen to him. But he maybe should edit just a skosh.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Tandy loved it. She thought it was great. So for Sherry, Ross loved all of it. Tandy said she's the Meryl Streep of drag. So. And that's pretty much all there was.
And then we know the same story. Everybody's safe except for Jada and Sherry are up for the win, so they get to do the lip sync.
See, and I would have probably went maybe Jan and Sherry, maybe not Jada and Sherry. But that's just my personal opinion.
The lip sync is Call Your Girlfriend by Robin.
Which, I want to say, I wasn't a big fan of that song for lip sync.
Yeah. Not a lot of movement going on. I was starting to be like, damn it. The first episode, I was like, yes, finally some dancers. This one, I was kind of like, well.
Jada tried. She at least moved around. Sherry didn't do anything.
No,
she
they
just
had
to
a
be
bit of a.
In there, funny and emote. So.
They did have a little bit of a reveal each and moved a little bit. Then Sherry was shaking crazy and bits and pieces of her hair
she's
and shit was
a
flying
seizure.
Off.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cute. It wasn't bad.
It was funny.
But it wasn't exciting as I thought it should be.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't. I mean, I wasn't a fan of this lip sync. So.
Everybody seemed happy about it, but I was like, whatever.
Yeah. But I wasn't surprised that Jada was the one that won. At least she moved around.
Yeah.
And that's that
that's
episode.
That.
So now we got this episode.
Oh, no. Well, they go in the back. They go in the back and they meet the other queens.
Yes, they walked back there, and that is true. All the because she told them now to go meet the other queens, and they weren't on stage. They went back to the workroom, and all the girls were there. So
yes, and they looked intimidating, and they said, meh.
Yeah, which irritated some people. So
yeah. Okay, then we get on to Untucked.
Yes.
They definitely, once again, all seem...
RuPaul's Best Friend Race?
Yeah, all very happy, friendly.
Yeah, so when Rock sat down, at first you lost him completely in that big Tool thing. It just kind of swallowed him. So Aiden was a little bit worried being the least experienced, but was elated with the positive comments. Jan feels like she is supposed to be here. She's the biggest fan of the show and listens to the podcast and takes everything they say to heart. Rock feels like he's in the bottom two. But
they
those
all
lashes, holy crap, those lashes he had on.
Yeah, they were all in their heads a little bit. I think they were just getting a little too much in their heads.
Yeah, a little bit. So, Dahlia said she was stoned from the beginning, and then she at the performance, and she let it show. So she's worried she was in the bottom. I didn't notice Jan's traffic cone earrings. I thought those were cute once I saw those. It went with the outfit. Sherry says Aiden needs to sell shirts for all his personalities. And then they kind of talked about the rehearsal where Sherry actually tells Jada that she felt like she was making excuses for herself. So.
Yeah, and Jada's being extremely dramatic, worrying about who's going to go whom because of who and blah, 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 blah. Girl, come on. Just do what you got to do. Move on.
Yep. So, and then Robin comes back. So, first off, I couldn't place her accent. I had no
Swedish, right?
clue she was from Sweden. I thought she was going to be French.
Well, she didn't sound like Heidi Klum coming in.
But she was German.
Hello, I thought she was
Heidi Klum
Sweden.
is German, so.
Oh, I thought she was Sweden.
No. So,
What
yeah,
the
I didn't
hell am I
realize that.
thinking?
But that was a pretty fun with Robin. I thought that was a lot of fun, so.
I loved her dress. That
The
I kept
feathers.
seeing those things behind her, and I thought it was just some kind of
I
weird
did
artifact,
too.
but it was the dress.
Yeah, I thought too. It's like, okay, that makes sense now. So, and
And
then
then, well, and don't forget the group hug for Jan at the
that
end,
was
all
great on the way
by
out. So,
herself. Poor girl.
the one thing I'll say, I had to rewind it and look. The little stagehand, his t-shirt says "Queen Bitch"
Oh, really? I did not see that.
it. Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. So, and then they call him Five. I don't know why they call him Five.
I did not see that, though. That's cute.
So, and again, we don't have a "Go Suck a Chihuahua's Cock" award this episode,
No, suck a Chihuahua's cock award
but I
this
bet we have one
episode.
next episode.
You know there's going to be one next episode.
I'm looking forward to the drama between the two
Yeah.
factions, but then we're gonna also see all the New York Queens bond. So I have a feeling. So I
Yeah,
don't.
you're probably right.
So we'll see how that goes. But now we are all caught up. All our episodes are done until Friday night.
Yeah, but we're at least up to date as of this moment.
Yes.
And as we said before, the episodes are going to start trickling in. The old episodes, we haven't got them posted yet because there's like a
100.
hundred and something. So I just did one for each season because we were trying to make sure that everything was going to go up right. So everybody, we apologize in advance for the hundred and something new episodes they're going to see probably on their
Yeah, just be
feeds.
patient, please. So
Yeah, so pre-apologize.
hopefully the new ones don't get lost in the shuffle. So.
Well, they shouldn't because I'm going to try to get them all up there
Okay.
soon, and then they will be, and then the new ones will come out. Like these first two might get a little bit lost, but hopefully not. If you look at them by season and by date, they won't be
Yeah.
because they'll be the because we're posting by date.
I was gonna say, because we can backdate the old ones. So
Right, that's what we're doing. Yeah.
yeah. All
Okay,
right,
so
so I think that's it.
talk to y'all next week.
Bye. Rolling the outro, Petey.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Gayborhood Dish.
You can find us at our website, www.gayborhooddish.com, or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as Gayborhood Dish. Send us comments from the Reach Out and Touch option from the website, or leave us comments on any of our social media.
You can also find our podcasts at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play Music. Please subscribe and leave a rating or a comment, hateful or nice.
You can follow me personally on Twitter at TheRealLarryB, and you can email me at LarryB@GayborhoodDish.com. Send me comments, spew some hate, dick pics, but no vag, please.
Or you can follow me on Twitter at the real Mr. JLo, or you can email me some hot and juicy dick pics at JLo@GayborhoodDish.com.
Bye.
Bye.
The Gayborhood Dish.